witnesses, Frank Chandler and the Regents are traveling toward the Mountain of the Scimitar, where Chandler hopes to discover the secret stronghold of the mysterious Estaban, long the terror of Montalbania. As the wagons are halted for the night, a gypsy appears and sings a song whose words are a threat. Believing his disguise has been discovered, Chandler decides to leave Dorothy, Bob, and Betty with the gypsies and go on with Lupu. At that moment, from far up on the mountainside, comes the defiant music of Estaban's men. Chandu, the magician.
Where do you suppose they are, Lupu? Coming down into the valley here?
Maybe there'll be another raid.
No. They are not coming down into the valley. I know it. They only play to frighten you away, Chandu, as they have frightened all who live in Montalbania for many years.
But where are they? They must be very near.
No, I can't show you where they are that you hear the music so clearly. Do you see this high, high mountain?
Yes.
It goes up in the air for 1,000 feet. And at the top is a small, flat place where many people may stand together and look down into this valley.
You mean that's where that music is, right up there over our heads?
You have spoken.
Can they see us down here?
They can see the camp, I imagine. But it'd be impossible to distinguish people at this distance, even if it were light.
So they probably would think this is just an ordinary gypsy camp, huh, Uncle Frank?
Yes. But the fact that fellow came here and sang that song shows they know we're here. Or at least that I'm here.
But maybe that music up there is just a signal, Frank. Maybe there are men all around us among the trees in the dark.
Oh, no, Dorothy. There'd be no reason for that.
Well, there might be, Uncle Frank. What if they just wanted to swoop down on this camp and attack it?
Oh, don't be silly, Bob. Why should they want to fight Lupu and his family?
No. They do not want to fight with my people. They think to frighten Chandu, whom they fear.
Well, are your people friendly with this gang of Estaban's, Lupu?
They have never been enemies of my people, and I would not fight them now, only that the slayer of my brother is with them.
What makes you think the man that killed your brother is with Estaban, Lupu?
Many things.
Lupu, do you know who Estaban really is? He's not a gypsy, is he?
It is said he is, but there are many stories told of him in the camps as in the town.
You don't think he's a gypsy, do you?
No, young gentleman. I believe the story that says many years ago, Estaban was driven from Spain for a crime in his youth.
Gee, I wonder what he did.
It is said he disgraced his family.
Are you sure he came from Spain?
I think he came from that little country they call Basque in the Pyrenees Mountains.
The Pyrenees? Well, that's where Natasha came from. That girl I dragged out of that slave place in Alexandria. Wouldn't it be keen if we had to go to the Pyrenees?
Well, I don't know much about geography, but I can just see you running up one side of a mountain and down the other trying to find Natasha when you don't even know her last name. You couldn't talk to her for good because she didn't speak a word of English. Remember how she sat there in that cushion at Eustace and just cried and didn't say a word? Remember, Mother?
Yes, dear. But you're interrupting Uncle Frank's plan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Uncle Frank. What was it you were saying?
I want to ask Lupu a few questions about Estaban before we go any further. How old is Estaban supposed to be, Lupu?
Oh, Chandu, no one knows. He must be an old, old man.
I wonder if it could be possible that Estaban is no longer alive, but his followers just use his name in order to keep people terrified. That's what Mr. Mason thinks, and he's been here a good many years.
I think that is not so, Chandu. How would Estaban's band remain together and not be torn apart by quarreling if he is no longer living?
Oh, it might be that someone else rules the band now. He surely wouldn't overlook training someone to succeed him.
Chandu, you will not mind if I ask you one question?
Of course not, Lupu. What is it?
It is said that the wife of Mr. Mason has been sent away to Paris. Do you know if this is true?
Why, yes, it's true. How do you say you heard it?
In this small country, what one man knows, all men soon hear. Do you know why she has gone away?
Why do people say she is gone?
It is said she is ill of some strange thing, and I wonder.
Have you heard anyone say anything about Mrs. Mason suffering from poison?
No, I have not heard. But myself, I have wondered if it may be.
Do you really think it might be possible?
If I think so, it does not mean it is true. But Mr. Mason has learned very much about the gypsy. And there are some very bad men among the gypsies, as well as among the child.
You mean somebody's trying to get rid of Mr. Mason too, huh, Lupo?
That is what I think. There may be one who believes Mr. Mason has been in Montalbania too long.
Oh, I never heard of such a heartless thing. Who could be cruel enough to plan it? And how could they do it if they did plan it?
Someone in the household could administer the poison in her food. But, of course, this is no servant's plot.
It must have been a servant who's been giving her the poison if this horrible thing is true. Has Mr. Mason discharged his servants?
No, not yet.
But I should think he'd be afraid for himself.
But don't you see, he doesn't want to invite too much attention to the matter until he knows it's true. His wife's being poisoned.
But I should think the authorities in Montebanio would be glad to know of the existence of such a plot. And no one's safe from these people if this is true.
Yes, but suppose it isn't true. And Mason reports it to the king, for instance.
Well, gee, I don't see why that'd hurt anything.
It would be impossible to keep the matter a secret if the king had an investigation made. And when it was discovered the charges were untrue, Mason would be so unpopular, the government would be forced to ask that he be recalled.
Do you think the same people are doing all these things, Frank?
I don't know. But when I receive my next letter from Paris, I'll know whether I'm on the right track.
You didn't think when you came up here that you'd have all this trouble, did you, Uncle Frank?
Yes, I knew I'd have plenty of trouble. I didn't know just what sort it would be, that's all.
Goodness, how late it must be. What time is it, I wonder?
I'm getting cold, Mother. May I go over by the fire?
Yes, let's all go over there for a few minutes before we go to bed. I'm getting cold, too.
Looks to me as though the gypsies have all gone to bed already. I don't see a one of them.
Well, one must be on the road before the sun rises. One should find sleep early.
I'll be glad when I get old enough so people won't politely suggest to me that I go to bed.
Now, Bobby.
We might postpone the evil moment by having some coffee before we go to bed, if you like, Bob.
Oh, Frank, I wouldn't like to get someone up to make coffee.
Oh, Sister of Chandu, you do not know, then, that Lupu can make better coffee than any woman in the world. If you come over to the fire, you shall see how quickly it can be done.
Oh, is that so? Where did you learn, Lupu?
Many, many miles from Montepania, in a place I think you do not know. Sometime, if Chandu will permit, I will tell you.
I wonder what he means. Gee, I bet he's had a lot of fun in his life, wandering around all over the place, didn't have to go to school or anything.
Don't forget, somebody shot his brother. That wasn't very pleasant, I guess.
No, I forgot that. I'm glad it's not me he's looking for.
So am I. He kind of scares me, even if he does laugh and sing and tell stories all the time.
Well, Uncle Frank, I don't see who that man could have been that Nick would know and run away from.
I'm sure it was one of the Stabens men. But I don't see why Nicholas should run away from it. And besides, he promised me he'd go back to Lubova tonight. He had a horse tied out there a little way from the camp.
We don't know where Nicholas might have met this man, though, Frank. He's such a rash boy. He might...
Oh, now, Mother, he's not a boy. He's 22 years old.
Oh, I know, but he acts like a boy. Well, he thinks it's fun to run into danger.
I don't see why a Stabens men would be out here looking for Nick.
Oh, but they weren't looking for Nicky. That man was singing that song for Uncle Frank.
I know that, but I mean... If a Stabens men had anything against Nick, they could have bumped him off a long time ago if they'd wanted to.
Oh, Bobby, don't.
Well, all right. I certainly don't understand it. Say, Uncle Frank, you don't suppose Nick is chasing that fella, do you?
If he is, he's making the mistake of his life. I can't believe he'd be so foolish.
But he doesn't know about this plot, Frank.
Yes, he does. I told him about it tonight.
And he'd probably think it would be a great adventure to follow that man right into a Stabens camp if he could.
Boy, I don't blame him. I think that'd be keen.
Not thinking of trying it, are you, Bob?
Bobby, for heaven's sake.
Oh, I'm not going to. I know it was silly to go down there to that shop the other day with that old man. You don't have to tell me that. But you can't blame Betty and me for being interested in finding Nick, can you?
Of course not. But you might have known there was something wrong with the man when he wouldn't come with you and tell me the story. Or even tell Mr. Mason.
Oh, Uncle Frank, don't scold him. It was my fault as much as his. Well, I know we've done a lot of silly things, like getting lost in the catacombs and going out to look for that underground passageway at Najee's palace. But we'll never do it again. Honest, we won't, Uncle Frank. Will we, Bob?
Gee, no. The next time anything like that happens, I'm going to stand right out in the middle of the street and count up to a million before I believe any story anybody tells me.
I hope you'll both remember that. Frank, what'll you do when you find the gypsy hiding place, you and Lupu?
First, I want to make a sketch of the road or trail leading up to the place. So anyone can find it.
So the king can send his soldiers right up there, huh, Uncle Frank?
Yes, if necessary. And then if I can get right into the camp, I will. Because I want to identify a Stephen.
You don't think you'll know him, do you, Uncle Frank?
It's possible I might, Betty.
Honest? You think you know who he is right now?
No, not exactly. But he may prove to be someone I've seen before.
You don't think it?
Dorothy.
You don't think it's who?
Who, Mother?
Oh, never mind. Go on, Frank. What were you saying?
Just that I want to look around at this stronghold of a Stephen. And see if it could be used as a place to store ammunition and hide a large body of soldiers.
But how could soldiers get up there without being seen?
Well, that's one thing I want to find out.
Look, Mother. Look, Uncle Frank. There comes Lupu with the coffee. Doesn't he look funny?
Hey!
Frank, what's that?
Pistol shots. Listen. Come on, Lupu. Hurry. It must be that gypsy fellow with Nicholas.